Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. Tips, helps, encouragement for getting healthy, staying healthy, and passing it on. A little encouragement for you today, live from Intentional Living.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a conference speaker and counselor, best-selling author, and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open, so you can call now, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional with your health, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to our center today. King Hoover joins me in a couple of minutes. He's our health expert, and he focuses on exercise and taking good care of yourself. He's going to be joining us. We got lots of calls, people calling to tell us the one thing they're doing to take care of their health. You know, the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, to be reminded that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own. You were bought with a price, therefore honor God with your bodies. We're not to worship the body, right? And the body will decay. There's no way of having immortality with, in terms of just living forever with, because of transplants and exercise. The reality is our physical life will come to an end, and our eternal life continues. And today we're focusing on this physical part of us, the part that God has given us that carries us around, often referred to as the tent in 2 Corinthians 5, I think, that will decay sometime. But at the same time, we want to take good care of what we got. And it begins right at home, and it begins right here at our own Intentional Living Center. Rob Riegel, who's a part of our Intentional Living team, who's running the board, he's one of our production staff. Rob, you were telling me that 6 years ago, what was it, 6 years ago?
You
were
8 years ago.
8 years ago, you were 75 pounds more fruitful than you are today.
It's funny you mentioned tent, because that's about as big as I was. Saturday night, maybe February of 06, I was laying on the floor to watch TV because I was too uncomfortable to sit up. And that was my wake-up call that I had to make a change. I mean, if you can't sit up to watch TV, you got a problem.
And so what did you do? You've lost 75 pounds over that period of time. What did you do intentionally?
Little intentional things, like I began to get rid of refined flours and sugars, really tried to eat full calories, not empty. I put some exercise into my life. And also drinking lots of water.
Yeah.
You know, we drink a lot of calories. So it was a composite of a lot of little things, but they all added up and they all worked.
And how is your life different? I mean, what difference has that made to you?
Well, I can play with my kids for one thing. You know, I can go out and play basketball now. And 8 years ago, if I had tried to twist and turn and shoot the ball, I probably would have, you know, keeled over or broke something, you know.
But you've also been weightlifting. Did you put that into the plan at the beginning, or is that something that came later for you to start lifting weights?
I saw it and peppered in a little bit because muscle weighs more than fat, and when you increase your muscle content, it raises your metabolism. But I try not to do too much because I'm 45. I have no dreams of being a bodybuilder. But it's just it's another little thing I do. Huh. For a total, you know, lifestyle, you know, that keeps you healthy.
Intentional living for the health right here at the Intentional Living Center. You know, we all have things that we wrestle with. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. There's five essential areas that we talk about here at our center. One is our faith, obviously. It's the foundational upon which everything else is built. Our faith in God is what motivates us to be intentional in the other four areas, our finance. Hey, listen, do you honor God with your finance? Your work, your family, obviously, your marriage, your kids and your relationships, and then your health. We know that we don't worship the body. At the same time, it's a gift from God. Honor it. The scripture says honor it. Talking intentional living, we got lots of calls, people telling us one thing they're doing for their health. Rob did one thing 8 years ago, changed him, and 75 pounds later, and now he can sit in the chair. Yes, he can. King Hoover joins me in just a minute.
Hi, my name is Chelsea Duran. I just wanted to share a little bit of insight as a personal trainer and some of the things that I've helped for other people regaining their health and losing significant amounts of weight. One, it takes time. Two, continually make little goals. For example, some people don't eat breakfast. Make it to eat breakfast for a couple weeks. Once you have that down, to replace some of your unhealthy snacks with some healthy snacks. And once you have that down, walk 30 minutes every day. It's those little goals that are going to change your life over time and create significant health benefits that are actually going to last and become a lifestyle rather than just being short-term kind of thing. Thank you.
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. We're getting healthy. The kids are back in school. And the fall, a time of recommitment to be healthy. And who better to help us than Mr. King Hoover himself, who's one of our helps at mentoring and coaches for Intentional Living. King, welcome to our center today.
Thanks, Dr. Randy.
Hey, King, listen, you know, the families are trying to get back into the fall routine, and maybe during the summer they're off on a different schedule. What are some things that you, as a person that helps coach people with their health and fitness and so on, what are some things they can be considering this fall?
Well, just like when their kids get to their classes this year, the teachers are going to test them out. They're going to assess them to kind of see what's going on, to know where they're weak and where they need to get better. If you're getting winded through your day, you might want to look at some endurance exercise, biking or walking if the weather's good for you. If you're feeling at the end of the day like your back's tight, or maybe your day of moving stuff around is taking more of a toll on you, maybe you need to get stronger. These assessments, let alone looking in the mirror as another one, will give you a great starting place for maybe where you need to go with your programming.
I know you work with people for, you know, exercise and health and so on. What are some of the mistakes people make when they try to get healthier?
Usually, people begin by doing too much. However much exercise you start doing after not doing any is 100% more activity than you've been doing. So it's way easier to do too much than too little. Look at small bites, hopefully a little bit each day, rather than, well, I'm going to try 2 or 3 days this week and make an hour for it. That's going to be too much. You'll get so sore, it won't be any fun. Going outside and tossing a ball back and forth with your kids, maybe a little bit more challenging walk with the dog. Or if you get the chance to do some stretching on your own, that's a really good place to begin, because you're lengthening out the muscles and getting your body ready for the tougher stuff that you're planning to put yourself through later. It's always easier to do too much than too little. So start off with small doses. We always want the minimum effective dose. Then when you hit a plateau or you feel like you can do more, you can always crank it up. It's just hard to back up once you've done too much.
You know, one thing I've noticed, King, when I feel stressed, busy day and whatever, and I catch myself feeling more and more stressed, I find that I'm not breathing as deeply. I'm just kind of holding it in. And when I stop and I just, put my shoulders back and breathe more deeply and really bring it in and let it out, for some reason that really relaxes me and I feel better.
You know, there's an entire movement with some of the strongest, most athletic top training programs to focus simply on right breathing, using the big bell portion of your lungs down underneath your diaphragm. Really, when you breathe from your deepest lungs, your stomach kind of moves in and out rather than your chest going up and down. That deeper breaths not only helps you get more oxygen into your blood and then into the rest of the body and kind of help you relax like you're talking about, deeper breathing out, making sure you empty your lungs fully, gets old waste gases and previous breaths that have been in there Lord knows how long, and more oxygen up to your brain, since it requires 40% of all the oxygen you take in. More oxygen is always a better idea. And you're right, when your body gets all tight and stiff and you're worried about things, we tend to express that through our body. Our head kind of drops down, our chest will cave in a little bit, our upper back muscles will get tight. Well, now our emotional states are expressing through our physical states. So if we move around, if we stretch, if we loosen, if we exert ourselves, get some push-ups, squats, or just kind of stretch around and get loose. Now it works back the other way, where a looser, more relaxed or energized body now kind of gives us a more hopeful and possibility-filled perspective. And that's a great way to work it, rather than letting our bodies take control of us.
Absolutely. Hey, King, thanks for stopping by today. Always good counsel, good advice, and recommendations. Appreciate it, my friend.
Appreciate you, Dr. Randy. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, my friend. And, as King was recommending about breathing there at the end, I really do find that, putting your shoulders back, breathing deeply, try it. Maybe you're feeling stressed today. Here's a 5-minute challenge for you. For the next 5 minutes, why don't you practice breathing a little more deeply, filling those lungs, and see how you feel. I'd be interested. That's a really intentional thing to do, isn't it?
My name is Autumn, and I thought this was a really awesome opportunity.
to share that what God has done for me. I used to be on prescription medication for depressants and bipolar and antidepressants, just things that, I mean, range all the way in between there. And with taking those prescription medications, I gained a lot of weight. And my husband's been supportive and everything like that. And I just wanted to share that I am no longer taking those because of how intentional my husband and I are about eating right and exercising. I almost weighed 190 pounds. I now am 125 pounds. Not taking any of those medications. I am working out every day. I go hiking every day. And now I just wanted to say, you know, for others to keep it up. And for those who are on prescription medications that have to be on it, I encourage you to get outside, because that was a huge motivator for me to help me get out of the funk and everything. It's just to get outside, be with God, and go hiking or biking or just running outside or walking outside. Huge, huge thing. I really appreciate this opportunity to share, and have a wonderful day.
Boy, rich stuff here for you today. If nothing else, encouraging each of us to remember that life is short. Let's enjoy the time we have and honor God with our bodies the best we can. My wife and I, you know, we're not perfect at this, but one thing we try to do is walk as daily as we can. Today, for instance, another 2 miles that we put on the log there. And doing that together, talking, sharing, and enjoying the walk. What are you doing? Staying active. Let's go to Socorro in Levine, Arizona. Hi there, Socorro.
Hi, Dr. Andy.
Appreciate your call. What are you? One thing you're doing for your health?
My husband and I are now in our mid-40s, and we are trying to eliminate a lot of the white foods. So I make his lunch every day, and instead of white bread, we've transferred over to whole wheat. And we're also even looking at being mindful of the lunch meat that we buy. We're trying to stay away from nitrates and preservatives. So we go, it's a little more expensive, but we do purchase now meat that is healthier, and sugar. We look at the labels. I have an 8-year-old. She listens, you know, children listen to everything, and she now looks at labels and says, look, Mom, this cereal has 28 grams of sugar, and,
wow.
And she's even becoming intentional about
good for you.
What she's eating and what we're doing as a family.
Now, do you have a goal through all of this, Socorro? I mean, is it a weight thing, or is it better just better health, general exercise?
Yes.
Do you have some specific things that you're measuring along the way?
I would say that it's just an overall health thing. My father-in-law is 74. He just had a mild stroke. It was kind of a wake-up call for all of us, for the family. We had already been making these intentional changes, but it just reinforced the fact that we're on the right track, and we just want to live longer and make healthier choices. And
good for you.
When we get into that age bracket, we want to be prepared if we have an illness, to already be healthy before the illness hits. Or
yeah.
They say that it's not the illness that kills you. It's not being healthy before it happens.
Boy, that's very true, isn't it? Okay, Socorro, appreciate it. Thank you for your call. Let me get Veronica on the line here, Tucson. I appreciate your call. Veronica, what is it you're doing? One thing to get healthy or stay healthy.
I started exercising and went to the doctor. A lot of us are, you know, mothers that take care of our kids and forget who we are.
Mm.
And I was married for 20 years and got just recently a separation.
Mm.
And that was an opening, that opened my eyes that, you know, I wasn't taking care of myself, because it was part of the issue with when he left.
Mm.
But now, you know, I changed everything at home. I don't eat, you know, white, like, bread and stuff like that. And instead of white rice, we, you know, wheat rice, brown rice and stuff like that.
Now, is it making a difference? Have you noticed any changes in your health?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My kids are actually, you know, they have noticed a change. I used to have like depression and stuff like that, and I mean, I used to like stay away from my kids a lot. Hmm. But now it's like I'm working out with them now.
Good for you.
We're actually talking more. They're around me more.
Good for you. Hey, listen, Veronica, I'll tell you something. I have found with a lot of us, we don't take this topic of health serious until something happens that is serious. And either for someone that we love or for ourselves, and it's gradual, it's pervasive. Health is like everything else. It's a little bit over an extended period of time, a little bit of health, a little bit of exercise, a little bit of overeating, a little bit of whatever eventually catches up with you. The message today, hey, here's what intentional living is all about. We talk about figuring out what pleases Christ, and certainly this does, and then do it. But we can get, like King said a little bit ago, we can even go crazy and try to do everything in one day. This is a process. It took us time to get unhealthy. It's going to take a little bit of time to get healthier. But if anything, we're sort of focusing on doing the next right one thing.
Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. There's a famous verse in the Old Testament that goes like this. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Prayer can be powerful. And God can heal our land, your marriage, your heart, mind, and body. If you'd like to have people praying for your healing from all over the world, join our prayer community today. Go to theintentionallife.com and click on inspiration. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought of the Bible as a history book? It's a collection of real stories that happened to real people. Discover a whole new way to experience the Bible with the Intentional Word Chronological Bible from Intentional Living. From the creation to the life of David and through the life of Christ, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible arranges the entire Bible, books, chapters, and even verses in the order events actually happened. Rediscover God's Word, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible from theintentionallife.com.
Hey, Kelly, anything interesting on Facebook today?
Just updating my status.
Wow, 827? Do you actually know that many people?
Nah, I just kind of accept everybody's friend request. How many friends do you have?
Not 800. Actually, I spend a lot of time at the Intentional Living Facebook page. I like reading what Dr. Randy has to say, and there's a ton of encouraging comments and stories from people.
Share your story of living intentionally. Search Intentional Living on Facebook and click like.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right, thank you. Welcome to Intentional Living. Very upbeat and lots of calls. Intentional health today, sharing the one thing that you're doing for your health. Wow. Rob from our production team here, Intentional Living, just shared he lost 75 pounds over the last 8 years, changed his life. We got some people on staff who've taken this really seriously. Amy, who's on our staff, lost weight due to health challenges in her life a number of years ago and now is a marathon runner. She runs literally all over the country. She's got a goal of running a marathon in all 50 states. I think she's done like 12 or 15 already and taking care of herself. Even my son, Evan, has lost a lot of weight and kept it off for the last 2 years, changed his life and been healthy. What are we all doing? I mean, it's one thing that we can do to be healthy. What one thing are you doing? If nothing else, you know, think about it today. Of course, if you're going to start a new program, go see your doctor. Make sure your physician's on board. Don't do some radical thing just because you get motivated. Make sure you've talked to your doctor before you, your physician, before you do this stuff, okay? But then go and do it.
My name is Angela, and my one thing is to put God back in the center of my life.
My name is Aaron, and my one thing is to change my attitude, start speaking life into my family, be more encouraging, stop the criticism.
Pray together.
My name is James Edgar, and my one thing is to work really hard on at listening without speaking first. actually trying to hear what it is that she's saying to me and not have all the answers without hearing the question.
There you go. Hey, those are folks who've coming out of an Love Your Marriage date night, just telling us what they're doing and what God's teaching them about marriage. Talk about health. How about a healthy, growing, dynamic, intimate, love-filled marriage? Man, that's why we celebrate at Love Your Marriage date nights, what that's all about. And we have this weekend, Friday night, Mesa at the Living Word Bible Church, Mesa, Arizona, Phoenix area. And then Saturday night in Glendale. Glendale is sold out. Saturday night sold out. Scoop up the remaining tickets at Mesa. They're available for you. And then wrapping up this year in Tucson on October the 18th, a Saturday night at Christ Community Church. So Mesa this Friday, Tucson later in October. Get your tickets today. Love Your Marriage Night. Love Your Marriage Date Night for couples. Mesa and Glendale this weekend. Glendale sold out. Mesa with some tickets available. Scoop them up today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right, we're going to Karen in Texas. Karen, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi.
Hi there.
Actually, Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan. Well, we moved you. We moved you, apparently.
Oh. I just wanted to share, a friend suggested the organic unfiltered vinegar to me. And what it does is it totally detoxes your body. And I mean, within 3 days of doing it, my hair was softer. My skin was softer. I feel like a million bucks, you know, just from the toxins being released from my body. And it's really made me want to exercise more and walk more and get outside more. And I've lost 50 pounds. But it's just 2 tablespoons 3 times a day, and it's just incredible the difference that it's made in my life and
wow.
in my health.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty strong stuff. You do that 3 times a day.
3 times a day.
Yeah, but what you're saying, you got to get used to it. That causes you, though, the idea of being motivated to do things for your health, to get out, exercise, start moving around.
I'm feeling so much better, you know, now that the toxins and stuff are getting out of my body, and it's just... it's just incredible. I can't believe the difference in my health.
Wow. Well, good for you. All right. Thank you, Karen. Don't know anything about that. You know, again, just talk to your physician. You know, there's lots of programs. There's lots of programs or things you can do. And our message here at Intentional Living is obviously get good medical advice, but then pick one thing. We're all about doing the next right one thing. One thing could be, you've heard exercise, breathing deeply. We know research shows doing a food journal, using a smaller plate. These are all the kinds of things that can make a difference. And don't try to do everything at one time, but try to do one thing over the next 30 days. And try it, and you'll see the motivation coming. Janelle on Facebook says what she's doing to sneak some exercise into her day is dancing with her kids. Amber says parking in the furthest parking spot from the destination, then walking a little bit more. Yen says setting aside from 5 days a week of dance and the other workout activities, I stretch while I'm brushing my teeth, while I'm cooking, while I'm reading, and before bedtime. Tony says start your day with a trip to the gym. Take stairs instead of the elevator. Park far away, walk to lunch or during your lunch hour. Push-ups. John does push-ups in his little cubicle. His coworkers are saying, what is he doing? What is John doing? Now, if you want to be really efficient, you put your paperwork on the floor in front of you, and you're doing your push-ups, you can keep reading. All right, lots of ideas. You can share, by the way, on Facebook, lots of discussions going on, as well as on Twitter at The IL Center, or come to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and there's lots of help and encouragement there for you as well. Let's help our kids learn to be angry about the right things. Let's help them be angry about what goes on in our country and what goes on that's injustice in this world, and help our young people to grow up and see that this world can be different if the people know Jesus Christ. And I know young people, the millennials, one of the things we know about millennials is you guys don't want phoniness. You don't want to live in a world where just we talk it. You want to live it. You want to serve. You want to be involved. I've seen that in the lives of our own children. To take that passion that we have. And Paul says, be angry. Isn't that interesting? Why he puts that in there? Be angry and do not sin. What he's saying to us is, let's be angry about the things that we should be angry about, but don't allow that to turn into sin in our life. Too many of us allow anger in our life to turn toward rebellion and anger toward God and anger toward the world, and we lash out and we hurt people. God wants us to not only think, but he wants us to emote.
Wow. Listen, that's an excerpt from this month's teaching going to members around the country on CD from the Intentional Living Center. We are here to help encourage you, motivate. We all need that in our lives. I have that for my life, and we want to be a part of that for you. That's why Intentional Living Center is continuing to grow, because we all need encouragement. Intentional living is about what pleases Christ and then doing it, finding the greatest joy in our lives. God wants us, I believe, to thrive in the areas that matter. Our health, of course, our kids, our finances, our marriage. And it doesn't mean that as living in a sinful world, we're going to be perfect and healthy all the time and be wealthy and prosperous. I don't believe that. But I'll tell you what, here's what I do believe. We thrive when we go deep into understanding God's intentional love for us and being prepared for the tough times when they come. That's why we do this. And I want to say thank you to members who joined in the past that have made it possible for us to be here in the present. And you can come and be a part of it in the future, starting today if you're not a member. And Dawn is here from our development team to explain what a member is exactly for
Intentional
Living.
A member is someone who just comes alongside Intentional Living every month on an ongoing basis with a gift of any amount. So your monthly gift actually makes you a part of the membership of Intentional Living. We encourage you to go online to theintentionallife.com. Let us know that you want to become a member, and also that you want to receive Dr. Randy's monthly teaching and coaching CDs. That's our thank you gift for you when you join as a member. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. TheIntentionalLife.com or call us at 888-888-1717.
All right. And when you do, you're not only helping this ministry continue every day with its radio, with our radio broadcast and all the resources and so on, but we're coming alongside of you. We see this as an opportunity to continue our relationship and our ministry support for you through our teaching and our mentoring club. So come and join us, as Dawn mentioned, again right now. And again, those addresses are?
TheIntentionalLife.com, and you can call us 888-888-1717.
All right. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Proverbs 3, 7, and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. And here's a promise. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. You can think on that for a while. There's a verse worth meditating on, a proverb. Proverbs 3, 7, and 8. Upcoming programs, the top 10 reasons for singles not to get married. And if you've been blindsided by life, much encouragement on that as well. All from your Intentional Living Center. We are here for your life. Thanks for joining us today.